This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic Real English
from BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目，我是冯菲菲。
And hello, it's Rob here. Good weekend, 菲菲。
Amazing. 周末天气特别好，所以我去了海边。And you were going camping, weren't you?
I was, but it turned out to be a bit of a wet weekend.
A wet weekend? 一个潮湿的周末。你是说一整周末都在下雨，所以去野营受影响了? That's unlucky. The sun was out all weekend here.
Well, the weather was fine, but I just didn't go. The car broke down again, so I stayed at home, doing DIY all weekend.Boring.
So a wet weekend doesn't have to involve rain?
Nope. A wet weekend means a boring and disappointing time.
我明白了。表达 a wet weekend 其实与天气和 weekend 周末都没什么关系。人们用它来描述一个无聊的经历或令人讨厌无聊的人。And it doesn't have to be at the weekend either.
Correct. This phrase just means the situation is boring, just like a wet weekend is.Or, as you said, you can also use the expression to describe boring people. Here are some examples.
That was a wet weekend. My friends were coming to stay, but cancelled at the last minute.
My cousin's a bit of a wet weekend. He's got no personality and nothing to say.
I had to do my accounts yesterday. It was like a wet weekend in a paint factory.
所以 a wet weekend, 雨天的周末这个表达在英语里的实际含义就是无聊的时光或讨厌无聊的人。
Well, I'm glad to say that you're not a wet weekend, Rob. I like your sense of adventure. So, when are you going camping again?
Next weekend.
Oh, really? Have you seen the weather forecast?
No.
Rain all weekend.
Oh,
what's wrong? 你现在的表情看起来可是 a wet weekend.
A face like a wet weekend? You mean I look unhappy? Well, I'm not. If it rains, I'm coming round to yours for dinner.
Oh, no. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Authentic Real English.
From bbclearningenglish.com.